Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
This is The Lost Girl AU, a The Hobbit Lost Girl fusion fic, written and read by Rena Jenkins
and Growlery.
This story is rated R for sex and violence. Was written and recorded for the Pod Together Lightning Challenge Round 2, with additional tags for fusion fic, Twitter fic, not fic, violence, crime fighting, fae, dubious morality, and threesomes. Pairings in this story include Keely Tadiel and Phoebe Keely Tadiel.
They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself in love.
Oh my goodness, I need to do something with all these lost girl feelings or I'm going to explode.
Feely and Keely and Tariel, just make it happen. That is the best way to have feelings.
Oh my god, why would you do that to me, you horrible person? What if Keely and Feely were separated when Keely was born and he grew up not knowing he was an incubus? Tariel is the totally hot and competent police officer who offers to help him when he needs to heal. She also helps with the trying to help him find his family part, and somewhere along the way they fall in love.
And they solve crime. And Philly grew up with his family. I'm going to make them dark fae because dwarves live underground. So he has all these ingrained thoughts and ideals about fae society and staying in your group and only associating with your people. But then Keely decides not to pick a side, leaving Philly in a predicament because he really wants to know his brother. So they have to meet up in secret. Philly sneaking past Thorin, who is super high-bound and traditional and would not approve, to meet up with Keely. At rickety tables in the shadowy back corners of coffee shops or along the bar of swanky nightclubs.
Keely can theoretically go anywhere since he's unaligned, but that also means people know who he is and will report to Thorin.
And maybe they pass notes to each other through Tariel. But she's a little nosy. She's a detective. Of course she wants to know everything. And then Tariel starts to get to know Feely, even as Keely learns more about his heritage and loves his brother more every day. And maybe Feely gets drawn into one of their cases?
Yes! He sometimes comes to the station on the pretense of checking up on the light for Thorin, but really he's seeing Keely.
Feely is a witness! Or an accessory to the crime. And Keely doesn't want to believe that his newfound brother could be part of the problem. He wants Philly to be part of the solution. Or at the very least, Philly should be the precipitate. Keely likes chemistry jokes. What?
Keely maybe rages at Toria for a bit, until she's like, hey, I don't think you did it either. And uses her influence to get Philly smuggled out of the station and back to Keely's. After which point they set about proving his innocence and cuddling a lot.
Yes, but the thing is, Thorin comes to the station to bail Philly out, and then he runs into Keely.
There will come a day when they will reconcile, but it is not this day.
I have no idea what happens next, except for intrigue and scheming and plotting and danger and possibly some kind of knife fight in a dark alley between Keely and Tariel and some thugs employed by local mob boss, Izog the Defiler.
All the fight scenes, please. Also, all the healing after fight scenes, please. Maybe Keely gets so injured that one person is not enough to help him heal. Now without draining them, so Keely has to help.
It's a flashback to the days when he couldn't control it, and that makes him panic, which makes things even worse. And Tariel is like, Keely, calm down. Look, we both love you, right? It's fine. Here, I'll show you. And then she starts kissing Keely, which distracts Keely from his panic and even distracts him a bit from the awkward bruising injury thing that's going on, enough to get Keely interested enough in the proceedings that he can do the whole incubus healing mojo. And then magical healing threesome, yay! All stories must contain at least one magical healing threesome or be disqualified.
I approve of this law.
Yes!
Keely should totally solve crime with them more often.
The thing is, the more time Keely spends with his brother and his detective, nobody is quite sure if the his is Keely or Keely. After the events of last week, the closer Keely binds himself to a non-declared fae, a deliberately non-declared fae, and that starts making trouble back in supernatural politicsville. Because the whole chaos entropy thing that Keely is rocking might work for him, but it's also started to rub off on Keely. Keely, who is his uncle's heir. Heir to the leader of the Dark, who is supposed to have certain loyalties. Yet, for the love of his brother and a human, Keely begins to sway from the preordained path his family would choose. So then there is political intrigue and fancy dress parties where Keely has to mingle with members of the light and dark contingents to save face for his uncle. And Keely gets jealous because the only life Keely has ever known is the human realm. Only the mundane and the ordinary. And to him, the preternatural stuff that Keely handles every day, that to Keely is simply mundane. To Keely, it's unbelievable and terrifying. Tariel is having a better time adjusting to all the magical nonsense than Keely is. Then again, Tariel is badass.
Tariel is pretty much like, well, this explains a lot, and kind of just goes with it. She keeps Keely calm.
So when it comes to things like tracking down drug rings or murderers, Keely can deal. He knows this shit. He's good at it. But when it turns out that his brother's life is on the line because of some mystical power-tripping bullshit, Keely flips his shit. He doesn't know how to deal. What's the protocol, the procedure, the due fucking process of dealing with Fae? And it's not even like Keely wanted any of this. He's not making a bid to usurp Thorin. He just wants to have coffee with his brother, then make out with his girlfriend, and then maybe watch his girlfriend fucking his brother with a strap on, okay? None of this political bullshit. But now Keely has to pay the price for his allegiance to his rogue brother. And even though Keely is perfectly capable of kicking ass myself, thank you, Keely, but I do know which end of the sword goes in my opponent, really. It still makes Keely anxious. So maybe there's another threesome to calm him down before the big fight scene. Endorphins are good for you.
Endorphins are good for you.
And so, the fight commences. And at first, Keely is kicking ass, because he's just that good. But then his opponent does something underhanded, something Keely thinks is cheating. But Thorin rules valid. They're in a fight-to-the-death scenario here. It's not like politeness and manners have a place in the ring. And Keely is grievously injured. Keely manages to pull a last-second save out of his ass. I don't know, maybe he stabs his opponent in the gut, even as Keely himself is staggering to the floor. And Keely wins. But he is still bleeding out. Even with Philly's supernatural constitution, it doesn't look good. So Keely rushes over to his brother's side, which is also breaking all sorts of rules, because technically he's not supposed to be there, what with not affiliating himself to the Unseelie court and all. And Keely clutches his brother to his chest. And Keely had been so nervous about Keely's fight that not even Tariel's words or hands could distract him, to the point where Keely was biting his own lips so hard he drew blood. And then, when Keely kisses Keely, his blood mixes with Keely's. And so, completely accidentally, yet in full view of the entire Unseelie court, even Thorin, Keely binds Fili's life to his. Gasp! Super secret new incubus powers activate! Kissing! Keely didn't want to bind Fili to his will, he just didn't want him to die. But Fili pretty much just got a magical STD. Oops. Which throws Thorin's court into uproar because what just happened? Is Fili still allowed as Thorin's heir? Or some people start whispering. Maybe this is yet another bid on the part of the undeclared Fae to steal the crown. Cue more political intrigue. Also cue Keely's exasperated face. Also cue Tyrell being like, boys. And then Tyrell and Keely have to hustle Fili out of the hall while dodging Dwalin's magnificently trained security forces. And eventually, the trio make it back to Tyrell's office. They can't go back to Keely's apartment, it's probably being watched. And they need to figure out what to do. Fili isn't dying, but he's not well. His life is tied to Keely, so he can't die, but his wounds aren't healing. So Tyrell suggests that Keely use his incubus healing mojo on Fili. Sure, okay, sure. I can do that, Keely replies. How the fuck do I do that? And then there's some more freaking out, but eventually Tyrell suggests that Keely shotgun it. He kisses her, but instead of taking her chi into himself, Keely leans over and breathes into Philly's mouth, hoping and praying and willing all the while, until Fili inhales. And at first, it doesn't look like anything is happening, because there is still blood on Fili's skin and his pallid complexion is not reassuring. But Keely tries again and again, and Tyrell is rubbing her hands down Fili's arms because she also doesn't want him to die. Feelings. But eventually, Fili starts to breathe on his own, without encouragement. And Keely sags into Tyrell's embrace, her strong arms holding him upright, even as his brother slides into restful, healing slumber. And the two of them curl themselves around Philly's unconscious form, the exhaustion of the day draining them both. Tomorrow, they can deal with the consequences of Philly's duel. Tomorrow, they can deal with the ramifications of Keely's accidental magic. Tomorrow, they can face the pile of paperwork sitting on Tyrell's desk, the cases that have fallen by the wayside, in their single-minded hunt for Azog the Defiler. Tomorrow. For now, they rest.
I love this, and I love them, and I love you. For now, I can die happy. This is beautiful.
The end.
I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up.